RNZ Pacific News, Maaloi Lele, Ko Amulika Pusiaki. Samoa's cabinet is set to resume sending off workers to the recognized seasonal employment scheme, which was suspended from the month of January. Acting Prime Minister Tuala Josefa Bonifacio says cabinet has endorsed the continuation of the regional seasonal workers program from this month. He says for February, the RSE program will resume under the existing arrangement with the Ministry of Commerce, Industry and Labour, or MCIL, and employers sending over 12,000 workers to New Zealand and Australia. The selection formula will change slightly in March, and then from April, all seasonal workers programs are set to be subjected to the new Samoa National Regional Seasonal Workers Program policy. This has been tabled with cabinet this week. The acting prime minister says this new policy is addressing key areas which were of major concern over the years, such as the criteria for the selection of unskilled workers for the schemes, their terms of employment, including working conditions and period of overseas employment, as well as the strict observation of social, cultural, and moral values. Meanwhile, a Samoan law lecturer says the suspension of Samoa's opposition party members is a ploy by the current government to have them completely removed from parliament. Former Samoan Prime Minister Tuilaepa Sailele Maalieleangaoi and Human Rights Protection Party Secretary Lealai Lepule Rimoni Ayafi appeared in court on Monday to challenge their 24-month suspension issued 3 months ago. The Supreme Court had previously found the two men guilty for contempt of parliament but did not fine them. University of Auckland's Fuimaono Dylan Asafo says despite the legal challenges, the pair show no signs of resigning.
I do believe, if we're thinking realistically about what all of these moves by the fast-led government add up to, it does seem like that they are trying to purposely get Tuilaepa and Leala to resign, to remove and vacate their seats.
In New Zealand, authorities have no idea of the total number of people made homeless by last Friday's floods in Auckland. There have been about 100 people in evacuation centres this week, but that only scratches the surface. Rowan Quinn reports.
644 households have asked Auckland Emergency Management for help to find somewhere to live, but it says many more will have made their own arrangements. The Pacific Response Hub in Mangere says it could be weeks before they know the full picture of how many people are out of their homes. It's seeing a lot of families who've taken in relatives. Some people are having to stay on the opposite side of town, making it hard to get to school or work. So far, about 200 homes have been red-stickered and 1,000 yellow-stickered.
Northern Marianas Governor Arnold Palacios has started to announce members of his cabinet 1 month after winning the territory's gubernatorial elections. Palacios named 6 appointees on February 1st, with 7 more expected to be announced in the coming days. Palacios says he decided to hold off on announcing the rest of his cabinet as they are currently out of the territory.
You know, I want to thank each of our appointees individually and collectively for putting themselves up and basically wanting to serve in the administration.
The appointees now await approval from the Territory Senate. The recent killing of large sharks has created a controversy among wildlife protection advocates in New Caledonia. The euthanizing followed the recent attack by a bull shark who mauled a woman 100 meters off Noumea's most popular swimming beaches. Worldwide Fund New Caledonia head office Mark Oremus says the measure used by the Noumea Council lacks information on the number of sharks killed.
The information is not really shared in a fluid manner, so it is hard to say how many sharks have been killed since the start of the shark crisis. and there doesn't seem to be a defined strategy. This is why this all seems to be inefficient, useless and counterproductive.
The Princess Royal, Princess Anne, will visit New Zealand later this month. This will be the first visit to New Zealand since 2010 for Queen Elizabeth II's daughter. It is also the first royal visit since the then Princess of Wales and Duchess of Cornwall, now the King and Queen Consort, in 2019. Princess Anne is Colonel-in-Chief of the Royal New Zealand Corps of Signals and is travelling here to attend its 100th anniversary celebration at Linton Military Camp in Palmerston North. She will also lay a wreath at Pukeahu National War Memorial in Wellington and rededicate the war memorial at Cathedral Square in Christchurch. New Zealand Prime Minister Chris Hipkins and senior ministers will meet with iwi leaders at Waitangi today as celebrations in the north start to gear up. They were cancelled last year due to COVID. Mr. Hipkins says it's a chance for him and iwi leaders to get to know each other a bit better at the annual forum.
Climate change continues to be a core priority for the government. The effects of climate change, as we can see here in Auckland, they are with us and they are with us now. We need to keep working on that. Three waters is actually part of that picture too. We've got to realise that we're going to see more of these extreme weather events.
Three waters and coal covenants are expected to be on the agenda at today's iwi leaders forum. In sport, the Fiji Rugby Team's World Cup preparations have suffered a big blow with the sudden resignation of head coach Vern Cotta. In a statement, the Fiji Rugby Union confirmed it had accepted the resignation of Cotta, who it said had decided to resign with immediate effect due to personal reasons. Fiji Rugby Union also said it had already begun the process of recruiting a new coach to take Fiji to the 2023 Rugby World Cup in France. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, head to our website, rnzi.com.